June 24th, 2020, the Solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, be wise enough in this day and age to realize that evil influence is on the rise in every facet of life. The types of entertainment that appeals to the masses, the focus of media which influences all ages, the ways that people are influenced to accept evil, all of this is the subtle yet dangerous work of Satan. Therefore, I warn you, be wise enough to ferret out good from evil, and do not think, speak, or act without discernment. Do not unwittingly be Satan's tool by acting too quickly and without regard for what pleases me. If you always carry in your heart the goal of pleasing me, it will be most difficult for Satan to weave his web of evil into your heart. At the same time, do not become self-righteous, thinking you have all the answers. This is Satan's trap as well. Faith is a continuing journey in love, which I desire to make with each of you. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.